Psalms chapter number 46. We'll be reading from 1-3. God is our refuge, our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Amen. Yeah, you may say Selah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. My title for today's sermon, In the Midst of Trouble. For those seeking justice and righteousness, and what we say and what we do in the time of trouble. I want to just thank God for this time of worship. I just want to say a prayer. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for this time to preach behind your sacred desk. I thank you, Lord. Please hide me behind the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ. Let your Spirit move in this place today and bless the hearing of your inspired word. Amen.
Amen.
A cappella. Lord, I will lift mine eyes to the false evidence appearing real. The earth we stand on needs stability. It's kind of extreme that the earth will fade away and we still here. Well, we'll fall into darkness or an abyss. But God's grace says no. Instead, he says his children will fall into his grace. I can see Paul and Silas while in jail praying and singing, thanking God for the stripes they had received. And then an earthquake set them free and broke the chains. So it could be a call in the middle of the night at 1 a.m. And at 1 a.m., that's not going to be good news. It could be a conversation with the boss, which turns out to be your termination. It could be a routine checkup that reveals something more serious in your life. It could be a long, lingering problem, like the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. We believe for the best in life, forever avoiding trouble, or pain, or difficulty, or misfortune of any kind. But let's be honest, if you live long enough, you have experienced some kind of problem, some kind of tragedy. We must be thankful in everything.
Amen.
Thankful in everything.
Amen.
Paul says that we are to give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. I can imagine Job. He's lost almost everything while sitting there in the middle of his physical and emotional pain. To describe his feelings and his true feelings, and getting answers from no one, from family, and no answers from friends. Though feeling scared to death, his soul held on to God, saying, "The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." He also said that if we receive good, shouldn't we receive evil? In everything, we are to give thanks because it is the will of God.
Yes.
We live with the expectation of the best should happen to us and for us, and nothing should go wrong. Nothing should go south, but it does. The Bible says in John 16:33, in this world we will have trouble. So no matter how educated or wealthy or successful we all are detoured to heartaches and blindsided by difficulties. I love to go deep sea fishing. Last year, 2018, yes, I went out fishing with a friend of mine. Well, it was early in the morning, and it was around before 9 o'clock. And it was fog all around us. Well, we lost our direction. We didn't know whether we were going inshore or further out into the sea. The boat that we were in was about the size of an SUV. So I immediately prayed. And after I prayed, I saw this above the clouds, a mountaintop, which gave us direction back to shore. Prayer, you must pray if you're in trouble. We must be not conformed to this world. We can't be conformed to captive in a foreign country. Daniel refused to be conformed to the Persians and Medes' custom. So he's sitting inside a dungeon because they gave the decree that whoever prays for 30 days will be thrown to the lions. Daniel is in trouble. Yet still, he would not conform himself to worldly and devilish Babylonian ways. Locked away in prison with lions, a short term, so his enemies thought, a short term in prison. But the king prayed for him. King Darius prayed for him, and he stayed in prayer. Not being conformed to this world, he kept his integrity with God. These lions that I can imagine he's in this den, and these lions are looking at him. They're real. Your bills are real. Your health problem is real. And you're looking at it. It's real. I could hear the prayer of our sweet dear brother singing this Psalms from King David, a refuge in time of trouble. Now, lions, as God sends, to close these lions' mouths, God sends an angel. Amazing answer from the Lord. Just when you think you'll go along with man's ideas and plans, God has something greater planned for you. So how do we respond to storms in life? Our natural response is fear. But courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the presence of fear and the willingness to keep going. And who has received the report of cancer? They can tell you the fears that tries to take the mind and dominate the mind. So we must be courageous.
Yes.
Courage is attached to our faith. Courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes it's a little voice that says, get up and try again tomorrow.
Yes.
The man said, go back.
Yes.
He thought, no, that's not going to work at all. Go sideways. Impossible. Go forward. Well, only one thing to do. On we go. Sword in one hand and one foot in front of the other, he started walking. A young man asked his father, can you have courage and be afraid too? The father's reply was, well, that's how bravery works. Your courage is tested because of fear. And your courage is strong because of your faith. No turning back when it gets harder. God told Joshua to be strong and of good courage. Well, why? The land I promised to Moses is occupied by my enemies. You need courage for troubled times.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's there your faith is tested. And your testimony would be, God is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like to live in your house. But in my house, some days you walk through the front door and it's snowing. But it's hard to assume people are going through hard times when they're trusting in the Lord's word. Again, the Bible doesn't promise we won't have troubles, but that God will always be with us.
Yes.
He said he'll never leave us,
yes,
nor
yes,
forsake us.
Yes.
We must seek to be in his presence first.
Amen.
After sending his disciples across the lake of Tiberias, Jesus turns the lake into soft carpet mode. Jesus walks on water to save and have compassion on his troubled disciples. Peter saw him and asked and bid to come to him. Well, he didn't know whether it was a ghost or not, but he came and he asked Jesus to come to him. Peter stepped out on a bad situation into seemingly a worse situation. Yes, God is willing not to get out of the trouble, but to be with Jesus. Peter's faith was that he saw the Lord, and so he saw no troubles. And if he's not sinking, then he won't let me sink. That was his faith. But someone needs to say, I see him, and he won't fail me. That right there was a praise break. If you see him, he won't fail you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We see him in his word. We see him in prayer. We see him in our lives.
Yes.
So you can rest assured he won't fail you.
Amen.
One wave hit Peter. Two waves hit Peter. Okay, here comes a 12-footer. Peter is in trouble. It was his faith in his Lord that gave him courage to walk on water.
Yes.
But the problem in life can cause us to lose sight. Sight of the one that's holding us up. When in trouble, we don't have time long enough for long prayers. Our Father, which art in heaven, we don't have time. We have to call out to the Lord, help me. Oh,
yeah.
God, please help me.
Yeah.
So Peter calls out, Jesus,
yeah,
save me.
Yeah.
You have to know in troubled times his presence, and ask the Lord for help because he's there. You got to know, he's there. Jesus stretched out his hand and grabbed Peter. Just when you think it's over, it's not over. God got you. He wants to change our bad situation outside. Yes, of course, he does want to change our situation. His thoughts of us are not evil, but they are good to give us a future and a hope. But he really wants us to change our heart. Peter won't be the same. He calls out to Jesus in time of trouble. If you call on God in time of trouble, when the heat is up, you change. He wants to change your outward situation, of course. But when he got you in the boat, the trouble went. When Jesus got into the boat. So he changed the situation, but notice there's 12 men in the boat, but one has changed because Peter, he learned to worship. The others worship after the storm. But in the midst of trouble, in the midst of your trouble, you must seek the Lord. And want to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
God wants to change your mind to speak to the troubled waters, the unpaid bills, medical report, and walk on top of the problem.
Yeah.
In Psalms 1:38-7, it says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. As I said, rock bottom will teach you lessons that mountain tops will never. Sometimes you have to be afflicted in order to see the salvation of the Lord. We must be prayerful. So at the top of Luke 18, we see this woman. She's continually kept coming to this unjust judge. He had the authority to change her situation. She was in trouble and needed help from an atheistic, unfair, unjust judge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The devil didn't respect nobody. Neither did he fear God. You can call him Judge Storm. The parable don't give us much about the concerning problem that concerns her, but the Bible does say an adversary. Now, what could this woman do so bad that she has this woman in court? Well, problems, they just happen. They just come. So you should always pray. Because problems, they always happen.
Amen.
So we must understand the will of God. Jesus is in the Garden of Mount Olives praying to God. As he's knelt there in prayer, fear knocks on the door and says to Jesus, "Are you sure about this?" Jesus' response was not to the fear, but to God. And he says, "Not my will, but thine will be done." In the face of difficult situations, Jesus has amazing courage. And God is there giving him the right direction. Jesus is the Lamb of God, sent by God to be slain for the world. After 50 fulfilled Old Testament prophecies, born of a virgin, with the introduction of angelic host, baptized by the prophesied prophet, healing of the sickness, raising the dead, feeding 5,000, feeding thousands. Did I say he walked on water? Entered Jerusalem on a donkey's colt, falsely accused by his brothers. He was the anointed one, so it had to be. What would you say if you're going through these troubles, you're going through lingering problems? As God's children, we have a blessed hope in this life and the one to come. When you know God's unfailing love, you can run to him with confidence. We have a strong hiding place in God where we can go to the storms and go through the storms when life is hard and when it hits hard. And sometimes it's unfair, but God is always with us. God is our help even in the midst of impossible circumstances. God is there.
Yes.
God is always there.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So this is the end of my sermon. But there's someone that needs prayer. Someone, this is a call to the altar. Someone that needs prayer. Someone needs help, even in the midst of trouble. Someone that needs to rededicate their life. It could be to join the church, but the altar is open.